All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Package Management Dev Room. Thanks to Andrew and Wolf for having me. I'm Adam, as it says on the screen. I'm here in a couple of capacities today, both as a staff member of the Rust Foundation, where I'm employed as a security-focused software developer. So if somebody steals your AWS credentials through some sort of crate-borne malware, that's probably my fault. And I'm also here as a member of the crates.io team. And for those of you who don't know, crates.io is the package registry for Rust, basically. It's the official package registry, same as PyPI or NPM or other similar things. So since they were nice enough to put me up first, we're going to sit around a very virtual campfire because of fire regulations and talk about something that happened last year. I thought about getting marshmallows, but it just didn't seem like it was worth it. So as I've mentioned, crates.io is the official package repository for Rust. It hosts about 220,000 crates, which is the Rust term for packages, because of course we had to invent our own word, and is growing rapidly, much as Rust is in general across many things. On a technical level, crates.io uses GitHub as its sole identity provider. This was a decision that was made back in 2014 when crates.io was first created. It made sense at the time. There are many good reasons to support other identity providers in the year of our Lord 2026, but that hasn't happened yet. It's an active area of discussion. If you would like to discuss that further, Toby is somewhere over there, who is the team lead. He will absolutely hate me dobbing him in. But it's served us pretty well overall. The big benefit we've had is we've gotten to benefit from GitHub needing to take active measures to protect their own platform, to control spam, to prevent phishing attacks. And it's meant that we haven't had to think about policies around things like account recovery, succession matters. The only real downside, apart from, you know, freedom, has been the, you know, mild burning sensation of being reliant on a large American company, which is a little bit less fun than it used to be. The growing popularity of Rust, though, has made it a more attractive target. And there are some downsides to having a single identity provider as well. One of the big ones is you don't have to worry about standing up multiple fake authentication flows if you're trying to phish, launch a phishing attack. You just have one and everybody knows what GitHub auth looks like, right? Like we probably all click through it like multiple times a week for different things. And crates.io follows a pretty normal power law distribution when it comes to package or crate ownership. If you can just pop one of the accounts of the top, you know, 50 or so crate owners, you gain control over millions upon millions of downloads per day. Many of those are going to CI, but some of those are going to developer machines, and developers tend to have poor security hygiene. So that's a good